Republican candidate Jesse Jensen blasts vulnerable Democrat Kim Schreier's rubber stamp on Biden's agenda. By Jacob Bliss on November 20, 2021. Washington's 8th Congressional District Republican candidate Jesse Jensen blasted vulnerable Democrat Representative Kim Schreier, DWE, on Friday for being a rubber stamp and voting to pass the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, the Democrats' reconciliation infrastructure bill. Whether it's the Afghanistan withdrawal, the porous border, defunding our police, or imposing massive inflation on American families, Kim Schreier and liberal Democrats continue to fail. And we keep paying the price, Jensen said after Schreier voted on the near party lines to help pass President Joe Biden's Build Back Better Act, which was the marquee legislation for Biden's legislative agenda. Jensen, a former Army Ranger who completed the training with a fracture and was deployed to Afghanistan four times, where he received two Bronze Stars for his service, added that the Congresswoman praised the $1.75 trillion package as exactly what I promised to accomplish when I was sent to Congress. The Republican noted what Americans across the country are paying for in Biden's $1.75 trillion spending bill. A natural gas tax that will increase home heating costs, electricity rates, and raise gas prices. An $80,000 tax break to wealthy homeowners in New York, New Jersey, and California. A move that would cost hundreds of billions of dollars and overwhelmingly benefit the wealthy, not the middle class. A $3,600 a year child tax credit to illegal immigrants for every child they bring into America or give birth to after arriving. 87,000 new IRS agents to increase audits of taxpayers that will look through the bank accounts of every American earning or spending more than $600 per year to make sure they are paying enough taxes, disproportionately affecting small business owners. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, also revealed on Thursday that the marquee legislation would add $750 billion to the American deficit over 5 years. Recently, Schreier reportedly violated the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Stock Act of 2012 by failing to report up to $1 million of an investment in Apple. Schreier and her husband's investment in Apple came from their joint bank account in July, which was reported nearly 2 months late, according to Business Insider. Schreier's communications director, Libby Carlson, told Business Insider that the Congresswoman was unaware of the transaction, as her husband handles their finances. Jensen, who ran against Schreier in 2020 and came within 4% of winning, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday in July that running is like a call to service, and he hears that call again, noting his opponent has a rules for thee, not for me mentality. Not only has she defunded the police, he explained. She actually cut millions of dollars from the COPS grant last year. Both, so she literally voted at the federal level to defund the police. But then, she voted for $1.9 million more for increased security for herself at the Capitol. In September, a poll from the American Action Network found on a generic ballot, respondents favored a generic Republican by a net 4%, with 49% of the vote. In addition, a majority, 54%, of the respondents at the time said they disapproved of the left's spending. A majority, 53%, also disapproving of Biden's socialist Build Back Better agenda. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.